Is Roman Reigns the big dog? Undertaker promises to take Triple H's soul. All that and more on Raw After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Y'all.
Nah.
Y'all.
Not
don't
for
even
me.
Don't even know.
I don't even know. I don't know if did she write this one or somebody else writing for her. Like, I just don't know what much Beyonce I'm getting. The one that don't write anything, or is this the one that she did write or had eight people writing for? I don't know, Beyonce. You tell me.
Rise in Texas. Beyonce's from Texas. She killed it on the run tour. I mean, also Jay-Z. But you know, end of time. Raw's going to the end of time. They're gonna win something. They're gonna win something. I brought out Beyonce, but I forgot. If y'all don't watch Women's Wrestling Weekly, Evan has a little issue with Beyonce. But we'll run the tapes. Go on Instagram, WPW Weekly. You'll find it all there. You'll find out what Evan's issue is. My name is TK Trinidad, aka the Canadian Assassin, and I guess it's just two of us. We should play just the two of us.
That'd have been good.
Very special co-host.
Yo, what up, man?
America's chocolate sweetheart, Evan T-Mac.
All our peoples is doing their thing, man. Johnny doing some wrestling thing. Hobo probably doing wrestling thing. Everybody doing wrestling stuff, man. They are out doing their thing.
They're out doing their thing. And yes. I mean, if you haven't figured it out by now, I mean, there's always going to be a show. It's just...
We don't know who's going to be here until, like, Sunday-ish.
It just is. We just do how it is. All right. So, what did you think of Raw overall?
It's pretty good, though. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, you put out a weekly show every Monday. You got to give the people something. It was good to see Nia Jax.
Mm-hmm.
I was excited about that. A little Alicia Fox reference. I'm good with a lot of ladies tonight, actually. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I'm cool with that. I like Elias when he does his thing. I need him to wrestle a little bit more. But I said overall, pretty good show though. Barry Corbin did his thing as well.
Mm-hmm. So last week we talked about this. I made some fashion reference. Somebody made it a point that I should have a TK's closet. I don't want to bite off.
That Christian.
Yeah, Christian. That much, but same concept. It's gonna be TK's boudoir. So. Hell in a Cell, oh my gosh, Alicia Fox looked absolutely stunning.
Amazing.
Paige's haircut, bomb. Roman Reigns, you know, just...
Good looking dude.
Just is. Sorry, and then Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, that's all I have. I mean, I don't want to go into detail because y'all might get like, what is she talking about? But I'm just going to list you some names.
God.
If you can't figure it out, just hit it up on Twitter. I talked about it. They just... Phenomenal. we have Baron Corbin. He kind of issued a match between him and Roman Reigns after Roman pretty much came out and said, you know, this was a bust. You did cover Hell in a Cell after show yesterday.
Yeah.
Let's kind of go to that. Just, you know, summary of that. What was your overall feelings of that?
It was good, though, because Brock surprised me. It was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
They had to come up with a way. I was like, it kind of bothered me, but they had to come up with a way to get Braun up off that cash-in. You know what I mean? Because he's always a threat to win the title. So I think they wanted to figure out a way to like just have him like a failed cash-in. Because I think everyone thought it was a foregone conclusion he was going to win the title with the cash-in.
Exactly.
So by Brock coming out, laying waste to everyone, failed attempt, you know, Roman Reigns still being the champion. There's a lot of things going on. Saudi Arabia's going on. Australia's going on. So I think they really are pushing hard. They want Roman to represent has the champion in both of those pay-per-views, though. They just do. They want that thing to be right on his shoulder. They've been trying really hard to have it happen. It's here. He ain't gonna be losing it for a while.
I know.
Maybe not even to Survivor Series, if it's even possible. Unless he loses in that triple threat match, though. Which is...
I don't see that happening. No. I don't see that happening.
Y'all ain't getting that in Saudi Arabia. Y'all ain't getting that. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. That's. I mean...
Till y'all put a few women in their ring, y'all ain't getting a title change of that magnitude. Shout out to Saudi Arabia. Y'all keep holding them women down, and y'all ain't getting no titles.
There's gonna be a triple threat match coming up. That goes into Raw Tag Team Championship.
Ooh.
So Drew McIntyre, he goes up against Dean Ambrose. So, kind of, what did you think about this? I think Dean looks amazing.
He
dropped some weight.
Yeah,
like he looks good.
And I think he was never like overweight, but it's one of those things where he's tightened up, he's fit. I like that he cut the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's okay, man. Listen, the hair on receding, it is what it is. You know what I mean? You got to come on home. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you got to blame. I think it's the mom. You got to blame the mom. Whatever the genetics go from, you got to blame.
Why couldn't you say dad?
Because I think literally somebody corrected me. I actually think the recessive thing about the hair is actually on y'all. Y'all be robbing men of their hair first and foremost. Let's keep it real. Google that. But so I'm like, he cut the hair. He's looking real good, nice and fit. But he ain't ready for Drew, man. He ain't ready.
As a
grown up adult male.
Also added to TK's boudoir, Drew McIntyre. Absolutely. I didn't even know what to, like, Hell in the Cell is actually live tweeting for Women's Wrestling Weekly. And I didn't know who to cheer for because, like, Drew is hella fine in person.
that accent be getting y'all.
Yeah.
Man.
I was just like, oh. And I had to drive him from the airport, which is a whole nother story. You can find that on Xbox. But it was just like, he's just a nice person. I didn't know what to
do. Like, I have no wrestling analysis. I'm just talking about how fine Drew is.
Well, that's when it cut. You have some, but then, you know, as I appreciate hard work.
And he takes care of himself. Exactly. The guy that had injuries, a guy that kind of messed up his first run, kind of. Mm-hmm. And he admitted that, and he's coming back stronger, faster.
And he humbled himself with NXT and came back.
Yeah.
What I did also like, too, is that Renee made reference that, like, oh, yeah, when you're home for 9 months, you do this and this and that. Mm. So she kind of made reference that they're actually married, which I don't understand why she just doesn't put more input. It's kind of confusing, but, you know, whatever.
You know that's your hubby.
I know. It's like everybody knows.
You know that's
your
hubby.
It's not a secret.
We all up in their business.
I don't know why. I don't want to know. Well, I do, but I don't. You could still put it in a sort of way where it's like, yeah, I'm cheering for him. He's my husband.
Like, yeah, and I like that the days are over where they don't hide that anymore. I like that they're meeting this head on because it is a part of life. And social media is so huge now. Mm-hmm. So you can't just act like you're not an item. It's because, like, the kayfabe days are over.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm glad that they meet that head on.
Yeah, but they're not talking about it. So true. I think
that's the one that they don't.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
So I know she wanted to keep it private, but, like, everybody knows, so you can kind of at least give some tidbits. So Drew ends up defeating Dean Ambrose. Do you foresee more matches between the two of them?
They're liking everything, you know, like the Ziggy and Seth matchup. They're liking, they're doing a lot of this, but they're putting down good matches though, and they're finding new wrinkles and how to change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's I don't mind it. I think the crowd still likes it. Everybody in the chat, I think they still like it. So why not?
It's just, so here's my question. Do you think that, this is just kind of jumping all over the place, Baron Corbin is actually in cahoots with Drew McIntyre, Dolph Ziggler, and Braun Strowman as far as trying to get that belt off of Seth?
Oh, yeah, I think he'd rather him not have that belt. I think, I wish he would, like, voice it more and just be like, oh, you know what, just come out one day and be like, listen, I'm trying to get y'all up off this belt.
Right.
I'm going to do everything in my power to have you lose this time.
But we know that's what he's trying to do, but do you think behind, like, another kind of a fold is that he's working with Dolph?
Oh, that'd be cool. I would love that. I hope that's what's happening.
Because that's what it seems like.
Oh, let's do it. That's the perks of being the boss, you know what I mean? Abuse of power, why not?
But it's just like, he can't.
I'd put myself in a title match every week if I was him. Like, I'd be like, listen, starting every week, I'm going to beat Roman Reigns. Whoever's the champion, I'm in the main event at Raw. What's up? No holds barred. You know what I mean? TLC match.
Yeah, but that'd be good if you're like a Bobby Lashley.
Baron's not that bad, though. Yo, chat roll, what's up, man? Get that TK. She act like Baron ain't the bee's knees.
He was. He was. And then there's a point where, like, he had that cash and it didn't work out for him. Mm. And now he's, like, you know, Stephanie McMahon's pet. And now it's just kind of like he's that punk. That work where they have the power,
oh, yeah,
but they can't really, like, if you square off in the back streets, like, it's not working.
Damn, listen, hold on, man. I would love to be like I wouldn't mind being 70s lap dog. Listen, that's the perks coming out. Benefits, the medical coverage. You see what I'm saying? Like, you get to be all wrong. Yeah, the medical and dental. It's all about
that. Yeah, just because you get the medical and dental does not mean that I can't knock your teeth out if we go toe-to-toe in the corner.
That's true, though. Baron's a punk, though.
That's what I'm
He's
saying.
A punk.
That's how they're playing it, which I like.
Yeah.
Because if he were to win any of these, they'd be like, okay, now.
Yeah, and I think it's good. I don't think he will, though.
He
unless, can't. Unless it's like, if there was like a little, like a smaller title, but they don't have the U.S. Yeah. title on the roster. Like, because all the two biggest titles, you know what I mean? Like, and the tag team titles are kind of, like, it's like he really is, I think he's just there to put on good matches every now and again, stay active. And I think he's in a good position. Like, personally, like, real life-wise, he's in a good position right now.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
He's getting way more airtime than he was getting before. I did, however, think that Mick Foley was going to come back as, like, a temporary.
He didn't.
I thought something was going to kind of transpire with that. And you never know. We have a couple, we have weeks every week forever.
Something going on.
So I don't know if McFoley's gonna come back, or, you know, we'll see if Kurt Angle comes back. But yeah, he needed to lose. Which brings us to Chad Gable and Victor. How did you like this one?
Like I said, I like this weird, odd couple thing that they're got going on. I do, because they're great wrestlers at what they do. Bobby Roode was in this kind of weird place where they didn't know what to do with him because they turned him face. I don't think they should have did that. He's always better when he's a heel. And it's just one of those things where it's like, at least they're giving him something to do.
Yeah.
Since all of a sudden.
Because he wasn't doing nothing.
Yeah, because since they broke up him and like Jason Jordan like immediately. Like, so it's one of those, because I know they really wanted him to do, like, Jason Jordan to be singles, and, and that didn't work out. So I like that they have something to do. That's, no matter, I don't know what it's going to be. But
yeah, it definitely seems beyond weird. I don't know if eventually, because they were talking how, you know, Bobby's encouraging this, and he likes this, and all this other stuff, but it's just kind of like, okay, so he's going to start winning, and then what happens?
I don't know. I truly don't know. Like I said, maybe they don't even know. Like, I think about that sometimes, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Maybe they're in the back, the writer's like, hey, let's just see, you know what I mean? Let's throw something at the wall, see what sticks.
Well, even with Ascension.
Yeah.
I mean, they were kind of with the Fashion Police.
But they were like the most decorated tag team champions of NXT, and they were so highly touted. And then it just doesn't translate.
They came over, it's just like, what's going on?
Because I think part of the people in NXT were like, oh, they remind us of Legion of Doom. But then when you get to the show, because it's crazy, because still a lot of casual viewers don't watch NXT.
Yeah.
Even if they have the network, and you can tell when those wrestlers that you love, and they get so over at a takeover, and then when they get brought up to Raw, and they're probably like, "What's? Why don't people? They don't like them." So it's weird how it doesn't always translate for everybody.
Well, I mean, it's just so much TV. Yeah, like I now force myself, not because like, oh my god, I have. It's just timing.
Yeah,
I literally watch it right after I watch Impact on Thursday.
Yeah, like when because I fit NXT and I love it because it is quick. But and actually, it's one of those things where okay, let's see what's going on with Velveteen Dream. You know what I mean? Let's see what's going on.
Oh my god, he's amazing.
Yeah, and he's better and better. Like, let's see what's going on with Ricochet, because I love Ricochet. Mm-hmm. It's like, and they have a lot of talent. But then I'm also watching to see who's going to translate over when they get the call up. I'm almost afraid for some people to get the call up sometimes.
Yeah. It's crazy too with Ricochet starting to go like the NXT reference.
Beast.
Had no idea he was Prince Puma.
No, listen. And like my man told me that, he goes, Evan, listen. I was like, I ain't all been everybody's business all the time, man. I know everybody knows wrestling like that, but I was shocked. I was like, man, Ricochet, I don't think, I ain't never expressed the love I have for this man.
He's
amazing. I've never seen, I'm going on record, had is the most athletically talented wrestler I've ever seen in my entire life.
He's amazing.
I ain't never seen anything.
You know who
like
he's
it.
Dating?
Who?
Okay, we'll talk about it. I don't want to get into all the dirt sheets. We'll talk about it.
That boy is fire.
I'm sure but Bosa knows. I'm sure you know.
Oh, Bosa definitely knows. Yeah. Give me a Bosa.
So we have Undertaker comes out, and he's pretty much, you know, saying Triple H is talking all this mess. Mm-hmm. When I get done with Triple H, I'm taking his soul. I'm burying him 6 feet underneath.
Damn.
And the fact that you bring in Shawn Michaels, that don't mean nothing, because I'm going to bring my brother, Kane. I felt like I was really doing some, I'm watching too much of Insecure. I'm sorry.
But listen, first of all, like, this, they're hyping this matchup a lot, man. It's I think it's a little late for this kind of match. And not for Triple H, because Triple H can still go. He can go with anybody on the roster. Maybe for Undertaker a little bit, it's still going to be great to see. It's going to get that great moment of nostalgia. Mm-hmm. Shawn Michaels is going to come like ripped up like he always does, in shape like he always does.
But Kane and Undertaker,
I'm excited, man.
It's like you get a cupcake, right?
Yeah.
No icing. It's just vanilla, right? And you're like, okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's cool. But then they put like the red velvet like icing, and then they put the sprinkles and then the cherry. You're like,
I'm good.
Yeah, like I said, I'll break my diet.
I'm not gonna act like I ain't excited about this. My 13, 14 year old self is like, yeah, we need to watch that.
It's gonna be a good one.
You gotta watch that.
I'm just kind of seeing the comments and all. So,
Jay Wilson, Insecure shout out.
I mean, that show is. She'll have my life yesterday. So we have Bayley and Dana Brooke. So. I'm confused.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, I don't know what was going on in the first place when she joined Titles Worldwide. And then she left them. And then, like, she has nobody. Like, because it seems like, you know, I said before, I am tired of these, like, women breaking up friendships. But you still need, like, road dogs, right? Mm-hmm. So she left Titles Worldwide. She don't have nobody in her corner. It's like, you need to, like, where's...
Like, I was hoping, like, next, like, it'd have been dope if she'd have came out this week and, like, brought up, like, Nikki Cross or something. Something just, it's random, but at least it was something.
Right.
That would have threw the doors off. You know what? The reason why I did this is for many reasons. Mm-hmm. And I think I need a woman that's like-minded like myself. And then, like, Nikki Cross comes out. And then at least it gives them to do something. Because everybody know Nikki Cross needs to get the call up anyway.
Yeah, Nikki Cross is... Her, do you see last week with NXT? Listen, her and wow, that was
Scottish.
Why,
man,
if you're not watching NXT, go and watch NXT because it's not. If you think it's just like, oh, they just trying, no, they ain't. That's the whole.
It reminds me of like wrestling back in the day, man. It's unbelievable.
So, Bayley defeats Dana Brooke. What do you think about this match?
You know, I'm just, you know, just no. Nope.
And I'm not with Sasha Banks and Bayley.
That's what it is. I'm cool with Dana Brooke. Like, this little thing y'all going on, this little, y'all be hugging after every match. Listen, damn it. WWE, y'all, you know I love you. Permanent tattoo on my arm for y'all, but I need y'all to do something. I need y'all to do something. Bring somebody else on or something, man. Like have Bayley dropkick Bayley. I mean, Sasha Banks or something. Because
yeah,
if they hug one more time in the middle of that damn ring, the squared circle.
Do you think that they should partner up with, we'll just skip to this too, with Ronda Rousey and, because the Bella, it looked like they were doing Tabo in the middle of the ring.
Don't be besmirching the good name of the Bellas, man. Don't you come up in here and just.
I'm not.
I can't let.
That's my new rule.
Listen, with September 17th, Tabo. My new rules. I ain't let nobody disrespect the Bella Twins.
It looked like they was doing Tabo.
No, TK.
I love the Bella Twins.
You better.
I do. They look amazing.
Damn it.
However.
Damn it.
It just seemed like after, you know, Brie almost killed herself a couple weeks ago, like they just sticking to the Tabo in the corner.
I met them ladies at the Sugar Factory randomly. They were filming their show years ago in Vegas, right?
Oh, so you just.
I was like, yo. Me and wifey was there, and I was like, yo, that's the Bellas right there, right? And everybody was just rolling up on her, interrupting their dinner, just taking pictures, grabbing up on them. I walked to the security person. I was like, yo. I said, me and my wife get a picture with the Bellas once? They're like, I'll make sure you get a picture. Like, yeah, whatever. So like, we like leaving, and the Bellas were like, you're supposed to get a picture with us. I was like, oh, say from that point forward? I was like, oh, yeah, I ain't letting y'all talk about it.
Oh, so.
They remember before I remember.
So you're just, they just bought your.
Listen, oh, that, listen, with their kindness and their adorableness, and the person that took the picture didn't push the little square button, so it's blurry. I'm salty about that. I've been wanting to bring that up for a long time. It's so blurry.
Isn't that the worst, though? You have that one picture, and it's,
bruh,
I have a feel like that.
I got it. No, you didn't.
That's why you have to do selfies. You look at the person like, I don't trust you. Let me just angle this right here.
Shout out to the Bella Twins. They are sweet as pumpkin pie.
I agree. I'm not hating on them. I think they're amazing. We are covering.
Because last week I wasn't feeling your way you were talking about them last week either. You said something. You were talking about like Brie and you said something.
I mean, she almost killed herself, did she not? That's fact right there. I love the Bella Twins. I cover Total Bellas. I'm all for Nikki getting her new life. All of that stuff.
Let her do it thing.
They all looking snatched. Trust me. They're motivation. That's why I go to the gym every day.
They are like goals.
However,
though. They are goals for real.
It looked like they was doing Tybo.
Shout out to Billy Blanks.
Shout out to Billy Blanks. I don't know if they took a class before to get everything tight. Because usually you see them with the bands. I don't know. Anyways.
Oh, my God.
Do you think that, like, instead of the Bellas, Bayley and Sasha would be a better addition with Ronda Rousey?
It depends on what they're trying to do. If this is just like if it's for star power, I see what they're doing. Like, to get people to draw, I guess. The Bellas is cool, but if they want... If they want like a match, maybe it wouldn't be give those ladies something to do. Because I really don't even know the answer to that. Like I can see both being kind of beneficial, but I get it. Like if the ladies really want, if they're getting that itch again, which I think that's what it is. I think these ladies are like, you know, baby's cool, you know, relationship ending. Like I think that them ladies really love wrestling more than people think they do. You know what I mean? Like don't get the, you know, the birdie bee and all this other stuff twisted. Yeah. Them girls like to wrestle, man.
They do, but they're also businesswomen, which you know, I definitely multiple streams of income.
Real talk.
If you don't know what that is, then you need to look it up.
Like my daddy always say, when your money ain't making money and you ain't touching that money,
that's good life.
You have moved on.
So, do you feel like...
Go stop hating on the Bella Twins, man. Go continue.
Well, I mean, it's just kind of one of those things where... I don't know. Like I said, I think a couple weeks ago, I don't know if they're going to stay.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because they have so many businesses, and I don't know what type of contract they have. So are they going to stay through Evolution? Are they going to stay through Survivor?
That's the question.
If not, then I'd rather see Sasha and Bayley type situation backing up. And now, do you think that when they hit Natalya's music, that Natalya was actually going to challenge her, or was that a setup?
I think they always were not going to have it happen. It'd have been dope, though. I thought that'd have been dope.
I think so, too. Ugh. But then they leave Natalya open because she doesn't have a crew either. Like, I feel like they have so many women in the locker room now that every woman should belong to a crew.
They have a crew, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because they're rolling deep in that bad.
Yeah. They have enough women where everybody should have at least one person.
They,
two would be ideal.
They zero.
Well, at least
deep.
One.
I want them to come out and be like, yo, listen, we challenging all the men in the back. Yeah. We just outnumbering y'all. Come on out. What's up?
I mean, I like the Riot Squad has my heart. They walking backstage, like, kicking cans.
That is true,
tossing
though.
Stuff. Like, that's my, like, and I don't have to pick it up? Shoot. I'll join the Riot Squad. I am cool. What?
Yeah, they running roughshod.
Yeah.
I don't want no part of them. If the Riot Squad rolled up on me right now, I'd be like, yo, y'all got it. What y'all? I'm cool, right?
Well, you just going to give them your wallet?
Yeah,
like
yo, ahead, you would take. Listen, I live to fight another day. I canceled my card, that debit card, real quick. They sent me one of 7 to 10 business days. Like, it ain't worth it to get your kneecaps broke. Shout out to the Riot Squad, man. You know what I mean? DJ Tony, no. You can take my wallet.
You do realize. How tall are you?
Listen, I'm 6'5". That don't got nothing to do with this. My daddy said, it don't matter how tall you are, you can get the brakes beat off you. Three chicks? Oh, they stay in the gym. Listen, I ain't been in the gym all day.
You haven't been in the gym all day?
Oh, I'm going after this. Don't go after this.
Okay.
Word. Close at 12. I'll be out here. You get my wallet. I got like $5 in there. You can have that. It's LA. LA life is hard.
It is. It's fine. That's a whole nother story.
LA life is hard. $5 is a come up.
Drake Maverick, how you liking the outfit? I know I went off. He is not in the boudoir, by the way.
Is it better than the first
yes.
time you seen? Yeah, see, LA, it's like they got your memo for real. They
yeah,
mixed
that
it up.
Was not cute. Like, it's just certain things work on certain body types.
True.
Right? So, like, I mean, yeah,
like just like a big face girl shouldn't have like a short, like the pixie cut, like a short haircut. And you know I'm real right there. Shouldn't have. You like you a bigger girl, so you got a big face, so you don't have the pixie cut. You see what I'm saying? You got to have a longer hair to go past your chin. See, it's the same thing with homeboy's outfit. You know I'm right about this, man. Listen, I was raised by I got a sister, a mother.
Big face.
it's not a knock on the girl. That's not a knock.
I know,
tough.
But it's so like it's,
you know
it's
what I mean
so
though, because the pixie
southern.
Cut, the pixie cut. Yeah, my listen.
You said a big face.
But for real, so your boy is not wearing things that are flattering him, and he needs somebody to give him.
No, that made him look like he was a miniature doll.
Yeah, and
so
like,
the tank top is working. However, I'd rather him just wear like.
Do you think part of it is to make those guys look even more imposing, even though they're already big though? Like those are the big scary dudes. Like, do you think it makes them look more imposing
to have
he's
him?
In the middle? Because they do look they no. look larger than life. What do you think this is?
I have no idea what it is. What would make him look more imposing is I think they were trying to go with that military look and then to have something like somebody like a sergeant general type thing. But they just needed to have it fit.
Right.
Like what he had on the first time, it just didn't fit him well.
Right.
And I know they have tailors there, but of course they have a whole roster back there. So it just didn't fit him well. But now putting him in the tank top is a little bit better, but
yeah, it looked better. Like he looked more in place, but I don't know what they're doing with this.
I have no idea. Because they just really went up rickshaw against Gregory James and Barnett Brown,
and they
who are local.
Beat the brakes. Shout out to y'all getting on the TV because I know that's a big deal
yeah.
for you guys. So I like
add that to the reel.
That's like a tradition. You know what I mean? I love to see anybody that. That's pursuing their dreams, but
yeah.
man, good lord.
Yeah, it was, I mean.
Good lord have mercy.
Just is. And actually, Ariel Monroe, friend of Women's Wrestling Weekly, she was actually one of those girls, I think 2 years ago, she put it on her social media where.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, and now she's in Mae Young, and she's probably signed to WWE,
you
but,
know,
you know, we waiting for that. Now we have Seth Rollins. He goes up against Dolph Ziggler. How are you feeling about this match?
Yeah, I'm all about Dolphins. I think this is getting to the point where it's running its course, though.
Mm-hmm.
I like the stipulation, though. I like that it was a title defense. That's always a good thing. It's always just brings more intrigue. Whether you think you know it's going to end with a retain or like it doesn't matter. Like
mm-hmm.
There's still that 1% chance. You're like, oh, this could change hands. So I always like that, and they're always going to put on a good show. So I guess it's cool. I think it's slowly running its course.
Do you believe that Seth actually has that back issue?
He might.
It was. He played it well.
He's a tough kid though, man. Mm-hmm. He's tough as nails, man. He's a workout warrior, man. He's a fit dude.
CrossFit
but,
Jesus.
Yeah, he is though. He is. And the thing about it is that back is a serious thing though.
Well, that's what I'm saying because speaking of somebody who has back injuries, like once my back, like I can work through it.
Yes.
But I don't be getting hit with
exactly.
Kicked it's that, and hit and all this
other
stuff.
It's that point where you're like, okay. And then,
yeah.
like there's a couple of ballers that I know, you know, like people like Yao Ming and a couple of like these big guys that like keep bouncing out on that back. Oh, they're fine, but they can't be active.
Yeah.
Anything about Seth, you know WWE though, like you coming back off an injury or being away, same thing with Finn, like you get that totem pole and mm-hmm. you get put in a back burner. So even if his back's really hurt, he's going to try to get through it though. He's going to try. If it's really hurt, he will try to get through it.
Well, hopefully it's not and he played it really well.
If it's not.
Hopefully
yeah.
it's not. not. So Seth actually ends up defeating Dolph Ziggler. It was a really great match.
That match was awesome.
It was definitely believable where you thought, like, okay, this might happen. Just because, remember I mentioned it before, that I thought that Baron is kind of in cahoots with them. Where it's just like, oh, wait, because he said, because Seth was kind of injured from Hell in a Cell, which was yesterday.
He's like, who knows? Like, I'm gonna strip this title for him, but I like the intrigue. You know, like I said, good wrestling, and I liked watching him wrestle.
Yeah, it was definitely a good one. And that brings us to, here we go. Oh, we did Ronda already.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about Ronda. Elias.
Yeah, I'm glad we get into this. I got something.
Wait, what do you have to? So Elias is there on stage trying to sing. Yeah. His guitar skills are getting really good.
Getting better.
Then Leo, I love him. Leo Rush comes on with Bobby Lashley. He got to show his skills.
Yeah, and I loved it. In this week's world of Black Man Purgatory, we have a star, Bobby Lashley. And I told everybody think I'm be hating on Bobby Lashley because he's a big old black guy that just bumbles around like a big old Neanderthal. And I said
he's in TK's boudoir.
Yeah, he can be in that boudoir, but he needs to be on the TK's mic presentation skills or something like that. You need to talk to him about that.
Ooh.
And I told everybody, he's great, but he cannot talk on the mic. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know if y'all watch this show, WWE, but I don't know if y'all answer my prayers. I don't know if y'all know God personally, but I prayed y'all would get that dude a manager. Pray y'all get somebody, him a mouthpiece. And he came out and put him over. Now Bobby can just come in, beat the brakes off somebody, have Leo talk smack while he's like, someone's down, and that makes him more intimidating.
And not only can Leo talk smack, he can do
that
some
boy.
Flip.
Listen, and he's. I'm telling you right now, like, Bobby don't even have to speak anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm talking about. He doesn't even have to talk. He's that big of a guy. He takes care of himself that much. He's still that much of an athlete where he can just beat the brakes on somebody and leave.
Yeah.
And have Leo just laugh in someone's face.
That's all he needs to do.
That's all I need you to do. Mm-hmm. Stop talking, Bobby. Stop it. It's painful. It's like watching this. It's like paint drying.
I mean, some people have it, some people don't. I think it was.
Golly,
whiz. Oh my gosh. I forgot his name. Benjamin.
Mm-hmm. Shelton.
Yes.
Another guy. Hey, Benjamin. Stop talking.
However, he was actually on an interview with Xbox 12360.
Yes.
And he mentioned that him and Cena were actually in the same kind of class. And he remembered Cena said that he used to look at himself in the mirror every day and, like, talk to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how come Cena's this and other people are not.
That's true.
So, I mean, it's definitely something that you can work on. But I think once you come to a point where it's just like, I don't know. If you think your career is, you know, almost ending, should you work on it? Should you not? Definitely, Leo Rush is a good addition to it. But then it also, like, with the Black Man Purgatory, can we just, like, mix, like, folks up a little bit?
All I know is, listen, that place is a real
America?
Place. It's a dark place. It's moist.
Can we get, like...
It's quiet. I'm telling you.
Can we get, like...
I've been there before.
Does it have to be, like, two black people together every time?
I'm excited about this potential. Stop wasting this man while he's still got that youth in him. He's still, listen, for a man he's supposed to be, like, a veteran, he's still, like, He can outwork anybody there.
He looks amazing.
I just need him to stop talking, though.
He needs...
Bobby, I know you a big guy, man. I ain't worried about you, man. Ain't my fault you can't talk on the mic. Don't be getting mad at me, bro. Don't be coming here trying to bench press me.
What would have been good, too, is maybe if he was added to Titus Worldwide.
Oh, and I agree with that. Like, heel Bobby Lashley would disagree, but guess what? He's long gone, and this ain't Impact or wherever.
Well, that's another person mentioned that, too.
They're right. But they won't let him cook like that.
When he was at Impact, the writing...
Johnny told me he was fired. He put me in my place, but I'm like, listen... Listen, I'm Janet Jackson, man. What have you done for me lately? What have you done for me lately, Bobby Lashley?
Beyonce, but you like Janet. Okay. We'll pause on
I'm
that
not
one.
Even going to let you compare a Jackson to let me
time.
To a
we'll
Knowles
just
ever again. I can't. We don't got much. 8 minutes left? Oh, I don't want you to ever, ever.
I mean, how can you not like Beyonce
the name
and
of,
not like, like? How do you do what? Anywho.
I just respect the ones that don't have, like, a dream team of writers, you know, like 18 writers.
Are you
writers.
Really saying Janet doesn't have a dream team of writers?
Look up the production value of Beyonce. Beyonce got 15 people putting her together. She's a beautiful Humpty Dumpty.
I love me some Janet. I saw Janet 3 times. I've seen Beyonce every time she hits. Don't be. You can't. Don't even.
The Beehive. What's up, Beehive? You can get it, too. All y'all in the Beehive can get it, too.
Wow. You're so lucky I know you. Nia Jax and Ember Moon, they go up against Mickey James and Alicia Fox. I mean, this is another one I'm torn about because I love Nia Jax.
Me too.
I love all of them.
She's so much better than ever, too, though. Like, she's in her best groove.
Yeah. And I think Alicia Fox, there's somebody put up a meme last night talking about the skills Alicia Fox has shown. First right. African-American female to win. Wow. I forgot what title it was. I think it might have been Divas Championship, but I might be wrong.
Sure, Bosa know.
But yeah, I'm sure Bosa know. Is he on the chat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just let us know. But it's just kind of like they're squandering her skills, so it seems like she just said, look, I'm a model, put some stuff on me so people notice. Because now people are taking notice, not necessarily for her skills, but for the outfit she's wearing, right. Which might translate into her actually being put back in the ring, doing some stuff.
You get it how you live, you know what I mean? You do what you can do. Like, when you're on that stage, people forget, like I said, Dwayne was always box office, but Dwayne got a platform every Monday night, mm-hmm. and he took advantage of it.
Yep.
Like, and I'm telling you, Hollywood's like, okay, this dude's a star. We don't know what he's going to put this dude in, but we're just going to put him in stuff. And the rest is history. Like, when you get that Monday night spotlight, you do what you got to do. If you're not on the mic, dress a certain way. Do what you got to do. It's that thing that Vince say, take the brass ring.
Mm-hmm.
And I, if that's getting her memes or attention, hey, listen, we know exactly, because we're a fan of Alicia Fox, but maybe she needs to let people know and change it up a little bit. So I'm down.
Yeah, she did a phenomenal job. Well, I mean, she didn't wrestle right, but you know, she's in the boudoir, too. So, Nia Jax and Ember Moon, they beat Mickey James. Actually, yeah, they beat Mickey James and Alicia Fox. So, where do you think this is going? Do you think
maybe they're trying to test things out, test the waters. It could turn into something. I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to get, like, more ladies on, you know what I mean? And just, like I said,
prepare for Evolution.
Exactly. And I think you're going to start seeing that more and more and more, like more women, which is cool to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's huge. That pay-per-view is going to be,
have you seen the lineup though?
Man, like it's so crazy.
Yeah. But have you seen,
I've been looking at it. It's in his updating as far as,
no, have you seen how the breakdown?
No. I see
It was on the chat.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to Anissa. She posted
Ms. Barr.
She posted it on the women's wrestling thing on. Yeah,
I'm gonna check it after that.
For what they could do versus the rumor, because it's been circulating. Hmm. People who are, you know, wrestling fans, there's another site that was talking about it, but people who are wrestling fans, it's been circulating and it doesn't look good. But that might be something that, like,
Misleading, throwing people off the set.
But, like, they had, I'll just give you one tidbit, was Carmella's supposed to be doing, like, a talk show with Glow, like, the women from Glow. I'm like, wait, what? I mean,
huh? I don't know nothing. Listen, I'm trying to work for these big wigs one day. I ain't gonna just talk.
Wait.
You heard me?
You ain't trying to work for, but you talk about Black Man Purgatory.
Listen, the thing is, you have no idea how much I cringe every time I say Black Man Purgatory, because but I gotta keep it real, man. If I don't keep it real, then who am I? Listen, WWE, it ain't my fault y'all created this.
You're
place.
The chocolate sweetheart.
It ain't my fault y'all create Black Man Purgatory. I just gotta speak on it.
Wait,
that don't mean y'all should not hire a brother.
Are you sure it's not in your mind?
Oh, wait, listen, I think it's, I have mulled this over for years, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just say it because it's true. It is true. When somebody in the chat can explain to me why Big E ain't been champion yet, you come holler at your boy. Then I'll stop saying it. Anybody in the chat know why? He got everything. He got all the tools.
Oh, yeah.
Checks all the boxes.
Yes.
He's probably in her boudoir.
He is.
My man in the chat, though, was he said, Black Man Purgatory is a good faction name. That would be lit, though. If that was, like, the new faction, and it was just, like, a gang of brothers.
I like that.
And sisters?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm down with that.
Black Wrestling Alliance is, they have a good Instagram page.
They do.
I
just followed
them. Kind of checks a lot of black folks. Well, I mean, we'll just cut this part out so WWE doesn't see it.
Yo, y'all know I love y'all, but I got to keep it real, man.
One day.
It ain't my fault. I ain't do it. I get there, I get to the job, like I'm in the purgatory, like in, like, commentary.
Yeah, you the host that they see then, once, like, in a while with that one word.
I'm like, it's just Vince, like, trying to make a joke, like, yeah, I'll show you the Black Man Purgatory, mm-hmm. brother. You in there now?
It's like you about to interview somebody and it cuts because every single time.
I swear I've dropped.
At least you get a check though. I'll take that check.
I have had a nightmare about this. You've no idea. I'm like, they gonna put me in the purgatory if I ever got that job. They would put me in it just to be funny. But anyway.
I mean, it would be kind of funny. But I hope they don't put me in it either, because I'm trying to get a job there too. Roman Reigns, he goes up against Corbin. How do you feel about this fight?
It was awesome. Because Barry can work, man. You know, when he... I still can't believe he can work out in the outfit he's in. That's incredible to me, man. I don't know what kind of pants... They're incredible.
Because I know when Miz and even Titus, when they go up in those pants, they always tear.
Man, yo, it's crazy. And like Miz, I like that Miz don't even care, because Miz wear like some nice clothes. Miz, when Miz wants to get down, he'll just buy another pair of pants. It is what it is.
I mean, I'm sure it's...
Yeah, he got that guap. Yeah. But like, it's like one of those things where I like the way they work. They work well. It's like they put on a good match. Like I said, Roman is getting better and better and better. Whether people like Roro or not, and we already know the various reasons why people like Roman Reigns. Y'all know either whether they're personal or whatever. But you gotta see him, guys. It is what it is. It's like that play. Like back in the day, you know what I mean? When you didn't want to eat that food, mm-hmm. your parents be like, "Listen, you eat this, you eat nothing."
Yeah,
that's Roman Reigns. It's on your plate. You don't want this piece of chicken? Then you ain't gonna eat for the night, wrestling fan. You go to bed hungry. Your main event's the main course.
I'm so hungry right now. I'm on this diet.
You gotta watch Ro-Ro. That's what I'm gonna start calling him, Ro-Ro. The big dog, brother. It was good. I thought it was good.
It was for a few moments, right? I was like, oh,
the one when he when Braun came out and beat him for a second, I was like, wait a minute now, mm-hmm. the Shield don't get out here quickly.
And then Dean Ambrose with the no shirt though. Okay, dude.
I was like, Big Swole. Is he in the boudoir?
Nah. Yeah. I mean, can you only have so many?
Is he Canadian?
He's not. Renee is Canadian. Yeah, I gave her a shout out. I was like, nice to see Canadians, you know, taking over one. You don't even know.
He ain't in the boudoir.
She had the accent, and she don't even have the Canadian accent anymore.
She really don't. She works well.
Yeah, I mean, that's how we do.
He worked on his physique. He ain't getting in the boudoir.
He's not. I mean, he.
Yeah, AJ, I feel you. Yeah, Kofi, WWE, that's don't even get me started on that. Lord have mercy.
I mean, a collective as, you know, I know this is not SmackDown.
BMP.
They definitely deserve it, but you know.
I'm going to just say BMP. They might not know what I'm talking about.
Well, there you go. Yeah. That's what you'll do from
Shout out to the chat room. Somebody in the chat said that. I was like, yep, I'm taking that.
So what's your predictions for next week?
We got something cooking. Hopefully they. Oh, Tony on his P's and Q's. Give Tony a day off. He comes back bright-eyed and bushy-tail.
Yeah, got it all out of his system.
Y'all need to give my man more days off. He came back and put the prediction button on.
Or stop eating out one of the two.
Yo, stop eating out in strange places, Tony B. Town.
You can't make me.
I bet it was good at the time, though, real talk.
He sure was.
No, bomb.
Especially when I was leaving.
He said bomb. No, but for real, like, it's hopefully they do this thing. They create a build Elias and Bobby Lashley. Like, I don't know what that is, though, because, like, I want Elias to wrestle more. Mm-hmm. I know people like them talking a lot, but I want him to wrestle more and like put Bobby in a legitimate feud. I'm just saying Elias because they're messing around with it right now. But put him in a legitimate feud. 5 seconds ago, he was in the title picture.
Mm.
What the hell happened? We did talk about that.
I don't know. I like Elias, what he's doing right now, but...
eventually.
Yeah.
Right?
But I definitely want to see... It doesn't make sense bringing Leo to talk for him and then nothing comes out of it. So I do want him to see like somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody. Maybe against the... Hey, if they're all in the purgatory together, why not Titus Worldwide against Bobby Lashley?
How Bray Wyatt get JoJo?
Are they still there?
I hope not. Man. I mean, because I'm hating hard, man.
The rumor was that it was just a. Anywho.
JoJo would like this. She liked to fight the black chick I ever seen. And when I see she was with Bray Wyatt, I literally was like...
Has it been official? Boza, let it... Because I know that was supposed to... Anyways, we'll talk about that.
If it ended, Lord have mercy, I will throw a party.
Because he's not... We'll talk about that offline. Where can they find you, Charlie Sweetheart?
I was salty when I say that.
Yeah, but it's not... It was supposed to be just like a thing.
I'm like, do I need to go wrestle to get in the wrestling locker room?
Oh, yeah.
Can I do that? Yeah. Me and my wife have already talked about this extensively. Do I need to go and just... She's like...
And do what?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, where can they find you, Child Sweetheart?
Yo, Evan T. Mac, Instagram, and Twitter.
No name, just Evan T. Mac.
That's it, man.
Okay, cool. Name is a thing.
Okay, my bad. Shout out to Tony the Booth for always holding it down.
Tony Town.
For putting up with our nonsense. He was probably like, what? I have no idea. When's Johnny coming back? Anywho, you guys can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Also, check out Women's Wrestling Weekly. Both Chuck Sweetheart and I are going to be on. We have a really special guest on this week.
Mm.
You're familiar with her, just because that's how we do.
Oh, Bosa, Zeno, our J. Will, Pena, the whole, Canary, Ghost, Dan.
This new one, yeah. Eric, all y'all.
AJ.
Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate
it. Eric, Michael, appreciate you.
We'll see you guys next week. Oh, you'll see some formation of us next week, because that's just we
a different version, if you will.
Yeah, yeah, a different version.
And stop buying Beyonce's records.
Wow. What? Just follow me online. We'll continue.
Yo, if
that.
I end up dead, y'all already know who killed me.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
I'm cured.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.